Hello, everyone. Thank you. Whatever it is that has caused you or driven you to join the course, I've forgotten what I was going to say now. No, I'm messing around with the recording. What was I going to say? Anyway.
Intention,
Yeah, set your
the
intention.
attention.
But oh no, that's what I was going to say. Thank you very much, Peter. So whatever it is that you intend to transform, we set that intention, right? And these intentions may well change as you go through the course, but it's really good to kind of gauge a measure of where you are now with that thing that you would like to transform. And you might do this on a scale of 1 to 10. You might do this on just an emotion that you have attached to it, or it doesn't matter, but it's a really good opportunity to gauge where you are so that you can track your progress. Here, healing from operation, stress relief, need for healing from stroke. So some physical things going on. I remember when I first joined Peter's Point Holding Course, I had no idea what I was joining or why. Literally, no idea.
That's okay as well. If you're drawn just without any clear reason, just drawn, that's okay too. You're following your heart.
I never forget, I tell this story, so some of you may have heard it already. And apologies if you have, I want to tell it again. I turned up, sorry, the morning, oh, sorry, just knocked my thing. The morning of the course, the first day, didn't know who this Peter Aziz person was, couldn't even pronounce his last name. I had no idea why I was going to this course, didn't know anything about it. I just knew I had to go. And I pulled from my Oracle cards, I pulled the magician. And it told me that I was about to meet a very influential man. And lo and behold, I went along to the course and I actually turned up on day one. I was like, what's this point holding thing? I don't know anything about it. What are we doing? And lo and behold, here we are. So we still got a few more people joining. So welcome, welcome, welcome. All we have done in the chat so far is if you are willing, just write what it is or why it is that you have come to join the Ultimate Healing Course. What is it that you would like to transform? What are your intentions? And those listening to the recording, equally the same for you. It's a great opportunity to stop now and to have a contemplation of that. Okay, so we are recording, cameras are on. I'm going to do an introduction and I'll let you know what's happening during this webinar today, and then we can get going. Then I'll hand over to Peter. So, first of all, a big, big, big welcome from me. As you know, my name is Carrie, and I'll just be assisting Peter on the webinars just to help filter the questions and to make sure that everyone is getting what they need in the webinars. Managing the hot seats, etc. So I will just be the assistant here. And then today we are welcoming you to the Ultimate Healing Course. So first of all, congratulations, well done. You've made the first step. Well done for being here. And Peter is going to kick us off in a moment with a short meditation that's really going to set the path for the entire duration that we will be together. And Peter, I also think it'd be a good idea if you explained a little bit about egregores and the importance of the egregore that we're creating here as well when we get to that point. Once we've gone through that meditation, we'll be looking at what on earth is going to happen. What's going to happen to you? What do you need to do in order to get yourselves through the course, to get yourselves to the end? And then we'll be looking at, the structure, everything that you could do, what you can join, and we'll explain how the other webinars will work. I'll show you the online portal so you can see how all of that works. So really just an orientation and a welcome just to make sure you've got everything you need to get you guys going so that you have no delays in starting the healing, which is ultimately why you are all here. And we'll also introduce and hopefully get you all going with your partners. We're going to give you the opportunity to join up with people to have buddies as you go through the system process so that you're not really isolated and you're not going through this entire thing by yourself. We want to support you from as many angles as we possibly can. So all of that information to come. Hello, Miriam. Lovely to see you. Yeah, keep point holding. And Lindy, I want to understand and experience what I believe to be true. Wonderful. Yeah, able to heal myself. Indeed, we can. Okay, so as I said, radiant health from Jen, lovely, manifesting a better life. I've said this before, but I really feel that this year, and Peter, you confirmed it, but I really feel that this year is the year of creating the life of your dreams. It's the year to create miracles. It's such a 180 turn from the last couple of years we've been experiencing. And I literally feel it in every single cell of my body. And that was that. Peter doesn't want to elaborate. Okay, right, yep. Moving on then.
let's create that.
So what a wonderful, wonderful year for you to be joining us here on this course. All right, so enough from me. Peter, could you please let us know, or say hello to everyone, obviously, but let us know what this meditation is all about and why it's important, and also talk about egregores.
Okay. So hello, everybody, and welcome. So to start, before we actually get into the meditation, just want to let you know that this whole course is done at your own pace. There's no pressure. It's done in this way so you can actually do things in your own time. There's no time limit where you have to fulfill any goals that are not yours, basically. You've got time to do it on your own. Each person's a bit different. You have different amounts of time. Some lessons might take longer than others. Do it all at your own pace. However, those who are intended to come to the live course in May will obviously need to try and finish it by then, so you've got all that information in you. Apart from that, it's entirely at your own pace. And even though the webinars are going to be trying to keep up with the course to cover different topics each time, it doesn't matter if you haven't got to that level. You can ask questions at whatever level you're on, and we'll guide you through that. Anyway, to start with, it's going to be a very simple meditation. It only takes a few minutes, and you don't have to go very deep. It's basically to introduce you to our helpers. Doesn't mean if you can't see them all, it's going to allow them to kind of come in and help you, basically. Because this work has many helpers behind it. Fairies, dragons, angels, all sorts of beings. Some you wouldn't even know how to describe, but got lots of help. The important thing with these helpers is that they help. You're not really on your own in the process. Although you can do a lot by yourself, you can ask them to intervene any time to ensure your success. Because obviously with any process, you can succeed or fail. But you can actually ask them to intervene so that you succeed. You don't have to fail. That's a good thing about it. So what we're going to do is going to go close your eyes for a moment now, so you don't have to go very deep. As a calling helpers, I want you to just allow them to gather. Energy will change, maybe them touching you. Just remember, if you give them permission to, they'll intervene on your behalf to make sure everything's a success. But that's up to you. If you want to, just give them permission to intervene. It'll help the whole process become more elegant, more successful. And as they're kind of gathering around you and just touching you, I'm going to bring in a little poem to contemplate. Where the serpents dance, the stones will sing. Within the mysterious metaphor, the search for oneness will begin. Crafting the life you wanted, a never-ending dance, is a magician's response to the longing for romance. It is the path of awakening. It is about crafting your life. It's a continuous dance all your life. There's always more to change and create. It never ends. And it's a joyous path that never stops. So let these helpers in. You're helping to be on that path, knowing the path of the magician, the crafting of your life as part of the awakening. So you make contact with the helpers. You can let them withdraw to the edges of reality now. They'll always be with you throughout this course. But now you can open your eyes. That's done.
On mute. Thank you very much. And can you just please explain about the egregore that everybody has just joined?
Well, an egregore forms as people come together. An egregore is basically it's like a force that's been gathered together from intention. Every time you have a thought and put any emotion behind it and the intention, you create a thought form. Many of these thought forms will dissipate because they're not being fed. But enough energy into it to reinforce it to become a living thing. Now, groups do this because they have a common intention. Anytime a group of people come together with a common intention, you begin to form this group elemental known as an egregore. So because you're forming a group now, we now have an egregore here of healing. It's your combined purpose to transform and to heal. So being part of the egregore, now your energy's gone into it, it's feeding you. It helps to keep you on track. It's useful to be aware of that, because at the end of the course, if you don't want to be connected to other people anymore, you can simply choose to withdraw from the egregore and you're free. Otherwise, it's always there. Thing is, all groups have these, and that's why some groups don't change. The initial intention is still controlling them all. Well, this is a good intention to keep transforming. You may notice that some people, it's all their lives without actually knowing why anymore. They've joined an egregore, which are them, because they're not aware of it, they're being pulled into the same purpose. Don't even know why they keep doing courses. Maybe they don't need to go anymore. Maybe they finished that path and they need to do something else. But people get caught into something unconsciously. This is what egregores do when you're in a group. It's good to be aware of that, so you're not going to be controlled by it. You have a choice. You need to be the one in control, you see. Be part of the egregore as long as it serves you. When you want to get out of it, you simply set the intention, you know, free. Be aware that these things are easily controlled by intention once you're aware of them. So right now, this egregore is forming from us all working together, choosing to actually grow and heal together, choosing to learn the magic to change your reality. So it has an intention. It's going to support you in that. And of course, beyond the people in this group, there's all these helpers that are part of it. There's a tradition behind us going back many, many generations. All that power is behind this transformation energy, which is a part of the egregore. So being part of the egregore is very powerful when you actually choose to work with it. And as I said, you are free to kind of cut off from any time.
And I said right at the beginning, first of all, congratulations to everybody for having chosen this path and for having taken the main step, which is to join. But can you please reiterate to everybody what kind of things they can expect? What are the benefits to them for going through this process and completing it?
Benefits are many, but the main thing about this is you're learning to master your own reality, not only your health and the health of others around you, but every aspect of your life, because you're going to learn to create and discreate. You learn to understand how your consciousness is affecting everything, therefore how anything in your life that is a part of your creation could be changed just by pulling your energy out of it that's not needed anymore, and you can create new things anytime as well. As you master these techniques, you can create and discreate anything, and therefore you're constantly crafting your life to change anything any way you want to. So it's a path of mastery. So the benefits is up to you. What do you want? Do you want to heal yourself? Do you want to create better life for yourself? More money? More love? Whatever. You have the problems you want to actually get rid of, make them go away. You can do all these things. So the many possible benefits, that's why we say set intention now, because whatever you set your mind on, you can achieve. Through this course, you're going to be guiding you and helping you through those intentions, but later on, what you better do it by yourself anyway. So the main thing here is to master these basic techniques of how to welcome emotions, how to create and discreate, and how that applies to our healing. The main thing you're going to achieve through this is learning how to heal yourself, but also how to create what you want and how to discreate the problems.
And again, if you know what your intention is, whether it is to create something or to discreate something, please feel free to put it into the chat and share, because once you declare it, the intention is set. And maybe you don't know, as we said, maybe you're going to take a little time to ponder this, or maybe your intentions change over time. That is also okay, because you are going to get a lot more out of this content than you might originally anticipate. That's for sure.
Sometimes it's okay to just explore. Sometimes you're doing that.
Yes, you remind me of some advice that I was given from the Loire a little while ago when I asked, oh, well, where should I be going in terms of this? And they just went, explore and find out. So, okay, off I go then. I go to explore. And that's part of the joy of the challenge of the journey, right? The exploration. Now, So you are all here today, obviously, on this webinar, and we have in the online school, which I'll be showing you in just a moment, we have put in the dates and times of all of, well, I hope they're there, of all of the webinars that we, that Peter will be facilitating for you on your behalf as we go through the process. As Peter has already said, it's ideal for you to keep up with the content. Notice that I say it's ideal for you to keep up with the content, but not necessarily at what pace. The webinars are put there at a reasonable spaced distance to ensure that you do maintain momentum and that you're being supported along that momentum. But if you are not completing the modules that align with the webinars, that is absolutely fine. We still want you to come to the webinars. So, Peter, in terms of their time commitment, what would you say is reasonable per week for someone?
So, again, this is not fixed because it all depends on what you need to change. See, each process can be used practically in your life. The first thing you're going to do is learn to welcome emotions. And obviously, it's good to motivate that is when you've got some negative emotions you want to release, when you have traumas and memories and things coming up that you actually use this technique to go through those and release them. Same when it comes to actually releasing beliefs and you know, those things and discreation. Whenever there's a problem with discreate, you do this process. Some people might want to do it every day at the start. Some people might just use it once in a while when something comes up they want to deal with. But in any case, do each process at least a couple of times before you go to the next one, just so you get a feel of it and know what you're doing. Sometimes you want to do a lot more, like every day. And some of the meditations don't take long. You can even do it 5 to 10 minutes. You can always find that much time in a day. So try and do something like that every day, even if it's a few minutes, just to try these techniques out. And now and then, for the long process, give it some time to actually look at either problem there is your life, to really go for it and change it. And give it the bigger goals, what you want to create, what you want to discreate, what problems need to be solved. So how much time you put into it depends on how many problems you want to change. So again, it's up to you. There's no fixed way, there's no pressure. There's no no set homework here that you have to do. Hmm. Actually, homework is really about the work you're doing coming home. It's entirely at your own pace.
And is there anything that you want to say with regards to the amount of effort that they need to put into this?
It's made to be quite effortless. You learn a technique, and then you follow a guided meditation, and then you've got helpers with you, it should all flow nice and elegantly. You just relax into meditation, follow it, and it should come easily. Actually, the less effort, the better. See, when you make too much effort, you're too tense. You're not allowing the change. The fact is, the energy coming in will change you. Love changes you when you receive it. We get taught in this to do everything ourselves and having to work hard. And actually, this is one of the biggest illusions we need to release here. If you simply follow the meditations, you know, listen to the recordings, let yourself go with it, relax into it and just follow it without any stress, without any kind of worry about how, if you're doing it right or you might do it wrong or what you should get out of it, just let it work on you. No worries. So really it should be effortless.
And I'm wondering if anyone is thinking to themselves at the moment, oh, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. If you think that you might have any challenges that are coming up for you that you see might be blockages, it'd be useful for us to know what you think those challenges are so that we can see if we can help you with a suggested solution. But we do see common sticking points and common challenges every single year without fail, and it's all part of the process. So it's very a good practice for us to preempt these thoughts and feelings and challenges that are going to come up or present themselves for some, just so that you know that this is part of the process and you know what to do to help overcome them. So, Peter, what are the most common challenges that you see people experiencing when they're doing this work?
Okay, first of all, to understand the healing process, we're going through old emotions, remember. You're going to go through emotions from the bottom upwards, means you go through unconsciousness, apathy, grief, fear, anger, pain, then you finally reach the enthusiasm, but it has to think of unconditional love and enlightenment with it. So you're going to go through emotions. Then naturally, each of these emotions has certain beliefs and experiences behind it. Happens to get to the apathy. There, all the memories are failing. You couldn't be bothered because you're not getting anywhere anyway. This, all the feelings come up, can't do this. I'm going to fail. It's not worth it. Can't be bothered. This is part of the process too. That's apathy coming out. You welcome it. So expect it. If you feel like it's never going to work, it's okay. Welcome that feeling. Doesn't mean it isn't going to work. It means you're going through something right now. That's what's coming up. So just remember to actually just welcome every feeling, especially these kind of dark thoughts that you can't get there. That's all part of the process too. Apathy is one of the big blocks to everybody. This is like one of the lowest levels where you're really stuck. It comes from all members of failure where we gave up. Well, let's come out. We don't make it go away. We welcome it and then it passes. Once you felt it, it's gone. So the thing is to be enthusiastic about the whole process, even your apathy. Can you be enthusiastically apathetic? When you feel like giving up, really feel like giving up, just welcome it. It'll pass quicker. When you feel you never get there, wonderful, feel that. It's okay. It'll pass. This can be expected because you're going to release old feelings of emotion, all the old layers that are stored inside you. So the biggest one is that one, the apathy, where you want to give up and don't think you'll ever get there. Another one comes up is, am I doing it right? Then people question themselves all the time, their fears, because there's so much pressure when you're at school that you might be doing something wrong. But actually, it's such a natural process that it's easier than people would expect, and people expect things to be hard. No, you can't do it wrong. Whatever you're feeling is part of a process, just welcome it. If you simply do that, you're going to move forward. Really, you only have to turn up and be there. There's a saying that if you spend enough time in the mist, you get saturated. This is what's happening. You just be here, do this work. It's all going to work. There's nothing to do wrong.
And I would really like to personally reiterate those points because as a student myself for the last couple of years, doing this exact work, I personally have gone through all of those. It's not working. It's not working. I'm not doing it right. Well, what do I need to do that's different? How do I make it work for me? Well, why is it not working for me? Why does everyone else get results and I'm not getting results? Mm-hmm. I have been there stuck in those trenches for so many times, and nothing ever works for me. Then I might as well just give up because this isn't changing anything. Those are the times when you really do need to practice the grit required to stay with the process and trust that really is part of the process, because it is so easy to give up at that point or to over worry or to, I don't know, turn to something else. It is the process when you believe.
A very simple question to ask is, when have I felt this way before? If these are memories coming up. You go back and remember when you felt this way before, it's coming up again. And you're simply releasing old feelings.
Could you talk a little bit about layers? Because I know, like I said, I was feeling these things for many, many, many months, if not years, before these feelings started to go away for me.
That's because things are repeated many times in your life. This is how beliefs get reinforced. To heal something, it's not just going through one memory. You find that patterns are built up in your life through constant reinforcement, more events, more traumas happening of a similar nature that keep reinforcing the same belief. And there's a whole backlog of emotion built up and it all has to come out. So first of all, you go over memory, but then it's like, that's not finished because there's other times it's happened before and there's more emotion about it. But same emotion, basically. See, the certain patterns repeat themselves because of you're holding that in place emotionally. And it doesn't go away till you finish with those emotions. So you may spend a little bit of time going through one emotion, like the apathy, because there's so many times in the past you failed. And it's really hard to believe you'll ever succeed because that's memories is all there is. You have to go through all that feeling, all the times we felt that nothing's going to work because it didn't work before. It all comes out. Eventually it passes because you've gone through it all. And so it's good to try and remember when I've felt this way before. And in the process, you can remember many events because you're releasing all these past traumas. So basically the layers are there because each situation has been repeated many times in your life. Maybe a slightly different way, but it's the same pattern. There's certain creations we tend to hold in place that we keep reinforcing. Each one is going to have layers.
Sorry, Peter.
Just to say, each one has layers. So basically you go through all layers until you got to the end, when you got to all the memories of that situation, that it's gone and never comes back.
If anybody does have any comments or questions, please do put them in the chat and I will get to asking them in a moment. But what I would like to do now is I'm going to share my screen and I want to just give you an overview of the content. I think you can see that now. So everybody should have access to the online school, and in your online school, if it looks anything like mine, you've got a lot to choose from. but you want to go to the Ultimate Healing Part 1, Self-Healing, and then you can click in here. And all of the courses that Peter provides online in this school will have the same format. So you have your introduction as course contents. Now, we talked about setting intentions. What's really nice as well is when you set your intention here, you can formally do it here. When you set these intentions, it's good for you to do it, obviously, because you put the energy out there of what it is that you want to transform and create. But also it's a nice way for you to be able to look back. So you can actually use your intentions as a measure of success. So when you actually think that nothing's working, you're not doing anything, nothing's changing, if you look back at what you set your intention to be, then maybe you will see that actually you are making some progress. If you have not done so already, please do come and join our MeWe group. This MeWe group is for Ultimate Healing students only, all past, present, no futures, because they're not part of the group yet. So just past and present students of Ultimate Healing. This is where we will give you some of the communications. This is where we want you to share your experiences and any questions that you have in between the webinar series, because Peter or myself will be able to answer these. And it's also where we want you to communicate with each other. You can share experiences, as I've said. And if you're asking this question, then it's a high chance that somebody else is asking it also. So it's good for us to be able to answer those publicly. So if you have not yet joined the MeWe group, please do so. And if you don't already know about Peter's Q&A calls, they happen every first weekend of the month. And we highly encourage you to come along to those. So make sure you've got those dates in the diary also. And because you are now a student, you get to come to both the open public calls on the Saturday, as well as the student calls on the Sunday, where Peter goes into a lot more depth. So please do take the time to join those and put those dates in your calendar. You can look how to use the course, how to load or contact him, Peter, privately. And what I highly recommend, if you would like to do so, if you're one of those people, is to download the manual so that you have everything easy access. But the manual is a replica of what you will see in this online portal. Does Teachable have an app? I can't remember. Maybe you can download it on your phone. I can't remember. If someone could put in chat if Teachable has an app. Okay, so the webinar series, dates and times for your diary, please, everybody. Please make sure these are in your calendars. If you cannot join live, that's okay, because everything will be recorded, and then the Zoom recordings will be put somewhere in here. I can't remember where we're putting them. I can't remember. Admin, can you please tell me where we're putting the recordings? So I remember, but they'll be in here somewhere. And you can see here what it is that we'll be covering in each of the webinars. So when we meet in 3 weeks' time, Peter will be talking and summarizing all of the content in modules 1 and 2, plus looking at the topic of discreation. So if you do want to keep up and progress through the content in alignment with the webinars, then you can see exactly what is required of you here. Live call dates and access links. So this is, if you don't know how to join the call, if you can't find the link, come in here, because this is where everything will be. All of the links for all of the calls will be in here. So no need to go searching through your emails, whatever. Everything will be there. If you're unfamiliar with Zoom, well, you're not, because you're in it. So you're not unfamiliar with it. I think this is where the replays will be, but I'm just going to have that confirmed. And then you've got all of your module content here. So as I said, you can either download the manual or you can work through it on the screen here. And then every time there is an activity or a meditation or something, then you'll see them all put in with the different icons. So it really is self-explanatory. You move through the content as you see here. And then, oh yes, we've got some previous webinar replays as well. So what we find is also very useful is, yes, you get your webinars to join and ask Peter questions, but it's also useful to see what other people have gone through in previous groups and what types of questions they have been asking. On that note, what I would like to do, is there anything else I want to say there? No. What I would like to do is to talk about the structure of the webinars, because when we gather together, this is your opportunity. Well, first of all, it's Peter's opportunity to summarize the content that you've just covered. But it's also your opportunity to ask any questions that you've got about anything that you've read or experienced, but also your chance to be coached live by Peter that we call Hot Seat. So, Peter, any note for you to say about Hot Seats?
Just saying yes, so there'll be a few each time. So if there's something you want to be guided through, you put your name in and we make sure we give you the time. So basically, I'll be guiding through a process, so whatever problems you have, whatever issues you've got to work through, I'll be actually guiding the whole process with you. Make sure we get to the end of it and you get completion on it.
Yeah. And the majority of the webinars will be between 1 hour, 1.5 maximum, so that you know what time to block out on your calendars for those. And the timings of the webinars will be the same as what we're doing now. So whatever time zone you're in, whatever time it started for you today, that will be the time that we will start each of the webinars. Right. That's enough from me. And before I go on to the buddy system. So, Peter, is there anything else that you would like to say prior to that?
It's just our buddy system thing. I just want to point out that not everybody likes to do that, but it's okay. It's useful to have somebody to help you hold you accountable. If somebody you're working with, you kind of motivate each other. You kind of ask each other questions and see how you're doing. It keeps you going. Sometimes you're on your own, you forget to do things and it kind of gets left aside a little bit. So what I suggest for everybody is if there's somebody on this course that you already know and you want to get together with, you can do that. Otherwise, what we're going to do is actually just select you randomly a buddy that you can actually connect with and work together with.
Yes, indeed. And when we say randomly, it's not quite so random. What we're going to do is allow, but we're going to put you in pairs regarding your time zone. So, but first of all, let me talk a little bit more about the buddy system. So as Peter said, because of the very nature of the work that you are about to do, there are points potentially where you're not going to want to progress any further. You're going to want to avoid the work. You're going to want to stop just because of the nature of what it is. And what you're doing and what you're transforming. So to have someone to help you keep you accountable for your progression, as well as the webinars that we will be holding, is very useful. It's going to increase the likelihood of you progressing and therefore achieving and succeeding and transforming what it is that you want to do. And the idea, the purpose of having a buddy is to help keep you accountable, is to help your progression. And I said, you're going to get the benefits of the healing. It's also important that you have someone that you're able to converse with in a more confidential manner, because maybe you don't like speaking in front of groups of people. Maybe you don't want to share what your concerns are or what your experiences are with many people on the webinars, so you or in the MeWe group. So you can do so with this buddy that you work with. So it's your opportunity to be able to voice your experiences and the challenges and just to get an alternative perspective and someone's kind and compassionate listening ear as you go through this process, because maybe you don't have anyone around you that can support that as well. Plus, it's a really good idea to be able to hear other people's examples as well. So the idea is, as Peter said, if there is somebody on the course that you would like to be paired with, then you can be. We can put you with those. Otherwise, we will put you together. And then you just share your each other's contacts information once we've paired you. And I would recommend you meet at least once a week in between the webinars. But obviously that is entirely up to you. And you just agree what your commitments are for the week or what your check-in points are going to be. And then you can check in to see how your buddy is doing. So your actions then, if you would like to be part of this system and you want to be paired up with someone, please put your name in the chat. If you know someone on the course that you would like to be paired with, might want to check with them first by asking them privately. You can do that, but let us know and we'll make sure that you guys are paired together. Otherwise, just a yes, I'm in is enough. And then we'll make sure we pair you up. Peter, we have some questions coming. May I ask them, please?
Okay. Yep. Carry on.
Okay. So first question from Kendra. Once you finish the first mantra from, let's say, the initial lesson, do you then move on to the mantras for the next and not go back? I suppose if one is called to go back, then you may or might, but this question is more for, is it necessary?
Okay. Now with the mantras, obviously you talk about the Chandali attunements. The thing is, each level is going to supersede the last. So it kind of replaces the old practice. There's only one little bit you're going to practice from part one. That's the Bhagamukhi Bodhi Protector. You still do that because that's unique to that level. It protects you from anything negative like disease entering the body. So do that bit anyway. That only takes like a few seconds. So still do that one, then go onto the level two practice. Apart from that, each level is going to supersede the last, so you don't have to continue the old practice. You kind of upgrade it all the time.
And Kendra, you're absolutely right. If you have a question, ask it, because like you say, there's a high chance that somebody else is wondering the same thing, but for some reason they're not voicing it. So no question is unwelcome. Please do ask away. And apparently Teachable has an app. So if you're one of those people that like to work from your phone, you can download the Teachable app, and then that way you can access the content there. What is the best email to contact Peter for personal questions?
You can use the Peter at Aziz Shamanism one, or my more personal one, which is hunganpeter@gmail.com.
So both of those emails will go in the chat in a moment so that you can make note of those. But please, if this is something that you think someone else might benefit from, like if you say something like, I'm struggling with XYZ meditation, or I'm experiencing this symptom, really it will be helpful for the group to be, if you're willing to share, of course, it will be helpful for the group to see it in MeWe, because they too might be experiencing the same thing, like, oh, I'm not alone, or, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when that happens to them in 2 weeks' time, they understand that it's just part of the process. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much, Sam. They do have an app, Teachable, but it's not the same as the main browser functionality, I'm sure. Recordings will be added to the relevant module. Thank you very much, admin. No, the links won't be in there. Oh, why won't the links be in there? No, the links won't be in there. They will come by email. My apologies, everyone. Error. The links won't be in Zoom. They'll come to you by email. Oopsie. Could everyone expect speakers... Oh, could everyone except speakers mute their microphone, please? Was that today or was that every day? Every day, yes, we do normally encourage mute. Great. So if you do want to be paired up, please let us know. And if you've got any questions, pop them in the chat now. This is your opportunity. Great. We've already got a pair. Fabulous. Great, great, great. Both email addresses for Peter have gone in. Any tech or admin issues? We've got that email in. So whilst they are writing their questions, if there are any coming, then Peter, is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, just start on a course and we'll talk to you soon when you've got something to share. Any questions? Yeah, put them in. Apart from that, make a start and you can put in questions as things come up. If you need any help with anything, I'm always here.
Is there any advice or is there a little process that you could help people go through right now in terms of helping them set intentions?
Well, people take a little time over that one. As I said, it's not always you have a clear intention. Sometimes you're actually looking for an intention. It takes time for it to come. That can be intention itself. I want to find out what I want. You know, this is okay too. You can get too caught in the realm of intention as well. That's a good thing. It's not always right. So sometimes you're exploring, sometimes you're trying to find out why you're being called to this. That's okay too. There's no pressure to set intention. But if you have got one, yeah, take a note. Not just one, but you might think of several things in your life you want to change, several things you want to heal. So start listing them all. One useful post that I've done before is actually align the intentions to the phase of the moon. From new moon onwards, I'm actually working on what I want to create. From full moon as it's waning, I focus on what I want to get rid of. Make whole lists each time, and the next moon you see how much has already gone.
Wonderful. So can you just reiterate what you do with the moons, just in case somebody didn't catch that?
Basically, you make two lists, one for creation, which is actually from the waning moon from new to full, and one for things you want to clear out of the way, which is the waning moon from full to new. So basically, every new moon, I'll get my list out from last month, look at what intentions have already happened, burn that list to make a new one of what my present intentions are, and put that away till next month. At the full moon, I get my list of things I want to clear away, problem areas, things I want to discreate. Look at which ones have already gone, looking to tick them off, burn that list, and start then write the new one, what I still need to release. So it keeps going that way. You find new things you want to create along the way, and some of the problems have gone. You know, it's a constant part of creation. So the waxing moon from new to full is good for creation. The waning moon from full to new is good for discreation.
And if you're anything like me, don't get heartened if by the next lunar cycle, you've still got things that you haven't discreated. And there are still many things that you've not created.
The thing is, there'll be a few that have changed. There'll be a few that have changed. You can watch them go gradually. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's part of the process. I remember when I first started to do that, and I'd look at my list and be like, well, that's exactly the same. Nothing's changed, but it's part of the process. But I do have to say, one day you do end up looking at the list and you're like, oh, it's all changed. So it is marvelous. Yeah. Is it okay to make a list of things to heal as intentions?
Yes. As I said, you make a list of things you want to create and things you want to discreate. Healing is also discreating your problems, your illnesses and so on. So it works both ways.
Sorry, there was something I didn't show you, and that is the comments. So let me just go back here just so that everybody can see what I mean, what I'm talking about. So I'm sharing my screen again, and I've gone back into the module content. Oh, now I have to find the place that's got the comments.
You'll find it. There's a comment.
There we go.
Anywhere
along
the way you can make, there we go.
Yeah. You are encouraged to write any questions or write any comments in here so that other learners can see also. So questions and comments can come in here as well, and you'll see if anybody else has written anything.
Then go in there, or then go in the MeWe group. Either way, we'll see them.
Yeah. Okay. What's useful if you do it in the Teachable platform is that you can see past students' comments and questions as well. They are all listed under the relevant modules. Right. So I do believe that that is everything, Peter. Is there anything else from you?
No, that's covered it. There are too many more questions.
No
As
questions
I said, just make
coming.
A start. Just make a start and ask questions along the way.
All right. Oh, one question just come in. Please, I need help with tachyonization. What do I buy or make and where, and how do I use it?
Okay. If you go into the advanced course, there will be all the antagonization up to level 8 to include anyway. If you want to in the meantime, you find them on the website. It's level by level from 1 up to 8. And obviously you need to take one at a time. It's an attunement. You'll be able to antagonize anything from there. So any objects, any jewelry, you can antagonize it. At high levels, you can antagonize buildings and much larger things. So the higher level you go, the bigger things you can antagonize in a higher level.
Yeah.
So you can recognize anything with these simple attunements. If you go into my metaphysical empowerment exchange, it'll be on there somewhere.
And she's saying it's for radiation.
Yeah. If you want to tachyonize jewelry to wear, it protects you from radiation. If you tachyonize a house at the higher level, then it's like the whole place is protected from radiation.
And a reminder to do your psychic self-defense course as well. Very important. Yes, very. Anything you want to say about that?
Yes, because there's are plenty of attacks coming on the outside. I mean, the world is at the moment, it's been going crazy the last year or so, you can see, but it's like there's more hostility coming up, more mind control, more things trying to put you down. It's a very good time to learn to defend yourself, make sure your protection's up and nothing from the outside is sticking to you. So the simple practices are there, like, you know, the banishing ritual, the cleansing exercises, it's worth going through those.
Definitely. For the Chandali Baglamukhi body protector,
yep.
I find that I stumble over the pronunciation. Well, me and you both, Jen. I am assuming that in...
Or the mantra, you mean?
He says Chandali Baglamukhi, whatever it is.
Baglamukhi, yes.
Yeah, body protector. I find that I struggle over the pronunciation. I am assuming that this is okay and that I trust it is working. I find it is a lot to be saying it 7 times, holding the mudra and visualizing the golden
mudra. Hang on, there's a sound file there, isn't there? We put a sound file of the mantras in somewhere, haven't we?
I do believe we have, yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So listen to the sound file. The mantras, they're recorded. So you get the proper pronunciation.
Yes, but if someone is still struggling to pronounce it as well as hold the mudra, as well as do the visualizations, does it matter if they stumble over the pronunciation?
It's okay, but eventually if it's flowing, the correct pronunciation has the right vibration, so it's good to try and get that right. Mm-hmm. So listen to the recording and practice it.
Lindy would like to know what the difference is between a mudra and a mantra.
Mudra is the hand position. The mantra is the words you're speaking. They go together in meditation. You hold a hand position, like, you know, the Shakti mudra is like this. And you have the kind of Kali's mudra this way. And so the hand positions also lead to certain energies. So each practice, you have a mantra and a mudra. The mantra is the little words you're repeating, a little spiritual phrase, and the mudra is the hand position.
And if you are finding that the pronunciations are too fast for you, you can definitely play it back at slower speed. I've done that before just to help me. So just choose, select the speed at which you would like to play it back. And I equally listen to all voice notes and all videos at double speed to save myself a lot of time. Not Peter's, though. What's Lakshmi and Ganesha mudra again? All pictures are in the manual, so you'll be able to see exactly what those mudras are. But do you want to demonstrate it, Peter? Lakshmi and Ganesha.
Okay, Ganesha. I'm going to go to your position. Well, basically, Ganesha said the hands into this way. That's one Ganesha mudra. The other one was the fingers kind of interlaced this way, with a thumb, one thumb on the outside, the other one. Lakshmi, there were several, because one was this way, what's called the Shakti mudra. Those are the main ones, I think. What does I put for Lakshmi? I think they're the ones, yeah. The other one for them, Lakshmi, was the one hand up for, and one down.
But as I say, images are given in the manual, so you'll be able to see all of your options. And I think they're quite good images. They're very descriptionary. That's not a word.
Descriptive.
Descriptive. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I knew that wasn't right as soon as it came out. All right. Wonderful. Well, let's not delay. You can get going. Everybody has everything that they need to begin. So I wish you all the best of luck, everybody. I'm sure you do, Peter.
Yes, of course. Not that you need luck. It's going to be wonderful.
Indeed. So let's just confirm when we are meeting next. So our next webinar is in February. So if you want to keep up with us, you can complete modules 1 and 2 and maybe read a bit about disc creation. And we will see you on Saturday, the 18th, for our first official webinar. That will take you through the content Saturday, the 18th of February. Okay. I hope I don't have any black eyes by then.
Yeah. We can discreate them.
Well, it depends how quick the bruises go. Right. Yeah. One last question, Peter, that's come in. Regarding the self-defense course, in the goddess protection, do you first draw the pentagrams and then recite?
Yes. At each quarter, you draw a pentagram and then say its words. Yeah.
Indeed. And I found that I was saying that in my sleep the other night. I was reciting it in full in my dreams. That's when you know you've embodied it.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. You know where to go for questions. See you in MeWe. See you in Teachable.
See you all soon.
And we'll see you in 3 weeks. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Take care, everyone. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.